Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott joins us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you wanted to address a couple different things. Chris talked about dogs and such, but stolen vehicles would be something, right?
Right. We've had a rash of stolen vehicles over the summer, and almost every single one of them have been ones where the keys were left in the car. A lot of them have been in the Washington Heights area. So if you live in the Washington Heights area, we're asking you to make sure that you're locking your car and you are not leaving your keys in your car. And that goes citywide. We've had vehicles stolen from around the city, but in almost every case, it is where they are leaving their keys in the car. And what happens is you have groups of kids, and we've caught several of them, but we haven't gotten them all. And they just go around late at night looking for cars. They try the doors open, they get in there, and if someone left a fob or a keys in there, they take the car. Mm-hmm. And the reason this kind of gets my dander up is because a lot of times we get called on these things, or we see vehicles that are acting suspicious, we try to stop them, and it initiates a pursuit. That's a real problem. It's a danger to the police officer. It's a danger to the suspect. But most importantly, it's a danger to innocent third parties that are out there. Please do not leave your keys in your car, because someone will steal it. And then there's a chance that's going to end up in a pursuit, and a chance that someone could get hurt as a result of that.
Is there, if you had to guess, what percentage of those stolen vehicles have had the keys in the car?
Almost 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I would tell you that I'm not aware of a single case where someone used any sort of jimmying device or hot wiring car.
Screwdriver, whatever. Yeah.
No, it's almost predominant, almost entirely car keys left in the car.
Hmm. Wow. I would think it'd be harder. Well, when the keys aren't in the vehicle, but if the keys are in it, if there is no key, it would be so hard to get a vehicle started nowadays.
Yeah, I believe it would as well. But in again, a lot of people think, well, geez, you live in Fremont. This is not Omaha. Well, it's not Omaha, but it is 2026.
It's just being safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That can be a hard habit to break. I'm just throwing it out there because I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
And you had six cars, yeah. You know, when you needed to move one to get to the other, you know,
yeah. Well,
it was a thing, and it was a hard habit to break, but
I don't doubt it, but I'm pleading,
yes.
Please don't leave your keys in your car.
And I don't know what insurance companies say
I'm not aware of what the insurance companies are saying either, but.
I wouldn't imagine they would cover much if, well, you left the keys in the car.
Well, it that is almost every case.
So. Yeah. We also, I know last week, a terrible incident over in the Bennington area with a youngster on a scooter, and we definitely don't want that happening here in Fremont.
Right. So I would tell you that currently in the city of Fremont, there are no ordinances or state statutes that regulate those e-scooters. There are some state statutes that regulate e-bikes, but only to a certain degree. By and large, the legislature has left that to the municipalities to determine what they want to do. Well, currently, Fremont has no ordinance. We have looked at a number of ordinances. I've been contacted by a couple council people that are interested in seeing what we can do about these e-scooters. What I would tell you, though, is the vast majority of ordinances that I've looked at from other cities only deal with e-scooters that are rated above 20 miles an hour. Well, if you get online, which I did because I didn't know much about these things,
mm-hmm.
The majority of e-scooters that you can buy are rated at 20 mile an hour or less. So I'm not sure that an ordinance is going to fix a lot of these problems unless we take a much more hardline approach
mm-hmm.
On this.
Other cities in Nebraska done anything yet, do you know, like a Columbus or a Grand Island or a Kearney?
Well, I can tell you, we looked at Nebraska City. I think we looked at Hastings and Norfolk. All of those currently have ordinances or in the ordinances that are in the works. But again, they deal with scooters that are rated above 20 miles an hour, not the scooters rated below 20 miles an hour. And my grandson just bought one of these things, promptly fell off and broke his arm, which was kind of entertaining. But his was one of these scooters that are rated at less than 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are aware of it. We're looking at it. I just don't know what the best solution is. I think that law enforcement, city administration, some council people need to sit down and talk about, you know, the ins and outs of this, mm-hmm. and how we're going to address it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the state take a look at this as well.
Right.
You know, I'm just curious, too, because it's happened to me. I'm not sure if it's happened to you, but you're driving along, and all of a sudden one of these whip out in front of you. Yeah. From running a stop sign or, you know, and it's been a number of close calls. Now, it's not the driver's fault if they're going the speed limit or under and monitoring things, but you can't help sometimes or coming off of a sidewalk and just going. And
the issue that I want to these are kids. Kids do kid stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if I'd had one of these when I was a kid, I'd been tearing it up on it. But, you know, you can't, I don't want to blame the kids, but we have to find a solution to this, because I think the situation in Bennington is going to happen more often if we don't.
Yeah.
Well,
as
parents teaching kids, too, what a stop sign is for. You stop before you walk across the street and look for traffic.
Yeah,
I think that has a lot to do with it, that you just have to teach these kids basic road responsibilities, whether they're on a tricycle, walking, or anything. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Hopefully, city council or someone will start working on those. And I think there's something in the works.
Again, I've been contacted by a couple council people. I know the city administrator and I have looked at a couple of these ordinances. So, we're looking at it. I just don't know what the best solution is at the moment. So.
Okay. The walls are up. Some of the walls on the law enforcement center, making some progress there.
We are. I'm sure you see all what they call the precast walls are all set. They're up there. Next Monday, they're having what's called a topping out ceremony. I'd never heard of this before, but I guess several of us will sign a beam. And then I'm told by mid-September that the building will be what they call dried in. In other words, that it'll be completely enclosed, and they'll be working on the interior of it. I'm told that it will still be mid-September before Main Street is completely open again. And the reason for the shutdown is they have to have that crane has to move in there to lift steel and concrete up on that building. But still looking at next summer for completion date, and hopefully we'll be moving in about this time, maybe or so next year. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, that'll be it'll be so much better. The current building, I can't remember. What are the plans for the current building then?
So what I've been told is that they plan on requesting proposals from developers to either renovate the building or demolish it and build something else. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but at some point the city, I'm sure, will sell it and somebody will do something with it.
Sure, for good. That'd be good. All right. Well, appreciate the update this morning. And if folks do see something that maybe is suspicious and they feel like they should report it, it's probably better to say something, isn't it?
Yeah, please call us at 402-727-2677, 727-COPS. You can call Crime Stoppers at 402-727-4002. Or, of course, any emergency 911. And I'd like to add that if you see a bunch of kids walking around at 3:00 in the morning by cars, please call us. We'd like to get out there and deal with these before it becomes a bigger problem.
Well, and part of that, there is an ordinance for kids.
There is a curfew in the city of Fremont. However, the curfew has no penalty provision. So the police can't pick the kid up and give him a ticket. All they can do is pick him up and take him to the station. Then we got to call the parents, and we do not have the manpower to do that because we're busy chasing around stolen cars and other things. So
yeah, for sure.